You're going to give us everything we need to know about Star Trek, but we're afraid of that?
Here was the whole scoop of this deal. It makes mention of the fact that if you go through Ranger Boats or any company and ask the employees what the mission is, you get 42 different answers. They said if you went on the Starship Enterprise and asked them what the mission was, everybody knew. It was a five-year mission to explore strange new life and new world. Everybody knew what the mission was. People ask me how many people work at Ranger Boats, and I say about half of them.
Well, you sit here and you draw this stuff all day long. And how do you number one, do you go to trade shows and stuff like that to stay on top of what looks good, what the state of the art stuff is, the latest and greatest?
Some of that, definitely boat shows and IBEX, the Miami boat show stuff. My official function is to be the trailer engineer, but in amongst all that, I get to model up all the hulls and decks also.
Where did you learn this technology? Is this something that you just picked up at OJT? Did you go to school?
I actually learned to do CAD modeling by myself. Basically taught myself how to do it. Years ago, when AutoCAD used to be the only thing, I convinced them to buy me a seat of AutoCAD. So they did. So I had a little old 86 computer when I was a little bitty. And every Friday night, I would disassemble it and take it to the house with me. And I would taught myself how to do AutoCAD. And that's how I learned. And then, of course, we got more sophisticated software.
Well, CAD, the difference between CAD and like what you do with like Digitrack, some of that stuff where you're using the arm.
Just like this housing thing here yesterday, I needed a CAD model of this thing. So I clamped it down here and I used my little digitizer and digitized it. All it is a mouse that knows exactly where it is in space. Because when you start this thing up, you use this little old ball right here, and you indicate it into this thing. And this now the point of this thing knows where it is on the planet. And you can come around here and just touch these and draw this thing up. And when I do that, and you can go back and measure with the calipers, it gets very close. So I got that done because I need to make some changes to this thing.
That's a trailer part, right? Receiver fits inside there.
Yeah. This one is from the UFP. Our Stratus trailers use these things, and we need to make a change. Instead of just asking UFP, I'll make the change for them and then give it to them and tell them if you want to sell us these, you need to fix this.
So you go out and look for a product, find a product, and then you say, okay, we can make this better, quicker, faster, we can do this, we can do that, we can make it shinier, whatever, right?
Yeah. I get lots of ideas from traveling the country. I invented a deal, I say invented, we needed a mechanical lifting device for the fish room to help them pick up heavy stuff and put in the boat. And I actually was driving down the road one day when I noticed that the control arms on the windshield wipers, because the blade always stayed in a fixed position all the time. So we turned around and took that windshield wiper arm and blowed it up to about 6 foot long and built this deal. So you would pick up this pallet and it always stayed level. And it just copied it off a windshield wiper. It didn't have to be invented. It was already there.
Hey, how long have you been here?
Well, in 5 minutes, it'll be 35 years and 6 hours, about. April 12th made 35 years.
You've been here since you were 16, seriously?
16 years old.
What did you do when you were 16 here?
Actually, everybody that started here knew got to start sweeping floors. So that's what I did, sweep floors right in this very spot. And that lasted about 2 weeks, and then the next hired guy came in, and then I didn't have to sweep floors anymore. But we built fiberglass parts. I gel-coated boats all through high school. That's what I did when I was a senior. As a matter of fact, the gel-coat booth that I gel-coated boats in ran right through where David Sneed's office is. Because this here used to be a chopper booth right here where they built small parts. Because I remember, I think of it on occasion as I'm walking down the hall years ago, it was the main manufacturing building right here.
Right where you sit. Now, what do you do for fun? What do you do when you're not here?
If I ever get to, you'd think I'd go fishing a lot, but my boat has been disassembled for 6 months. We've took all the parts out, put them back in, tested new parts for 08, and I'm on the verge of getting it put back together. I've disassembled my trailer 5 times and tried new stuff on it and put it together. I took the my golf cart exploded the other day, and I took the piston out right after lunch and found out the top ring is missing, hence it didn't have much power. Anyways,
is that the golf cart for here for to get around the plant, or the golf cart to go golfing with?
No, it's not for going golfing. this is a golf cart that I built.
You got a V8 in it, or what's it?
No, because...
Is it just kind of the buzz around the neighborhood, or what are you doing with this golf cart?
Driving around the building here.
Oh, okay, so it's here. It's out here to drive
around. Oh, it was here. It's at the house now, because I got the motor took out. Because the piston blowed up. So I bought some new parts. I'm going to put the motor back together this afternoon and put it back in.
Looks like, you know, I mean, everything at your disposal is right here in front of you in this office. Now, you also work in a building not too far from here, right?
Me?
Right, yeah, don't you work right... Isn't that where the big...
Digitizing arm?
Yeah, digitizing arm's at.
Oh, that is the big one.
Oh, I thought that was the small one.
Oh, no.
See? I know what the difference is. You had it on a big...
Oh, yeah, it's got a big tripod that it sets up.
Yeah. Jay, that's what you need in your office. That looks like an Odyssey or something. I mean, it doesn't look like a golf cart anymore. What do you got behind there, a trailer?
Oh, it's just a flatbed trailer. It's not for the golf cart.
Nice Ranger seats in there. That's looking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Four-wheel drive? Four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive?
Actually, it's two-wheel drive. I was about half done and committed when my wife said, are you going to have rear steering in the back? I hadn't even thought about that. I thought that had been so cool. You can't turn that thing around in 40-acre fields like turning a school bus. But anyways, if it was here, we'd go ride it, but... I told him I took the piston out of the engine at noon. The top ring is missing off the piston.
Run home and beg
you. Just something to do at noon.
I took the motor out the other day and brought it to work.